We're reading from the 8th chapter of Majjalila for the last month or two or three. And today's verse is that 88 on the board or 84? That's 88. Which verse is on the board? Thank you. So I'll read 84 up to 88 and then we'll read together. Translation. Increasing love is experienced in various tastes, one above another. But that love which has the highest taste, in the gradual succession of desires, manifests itself in the form of conjugal love. Text purport. This verse is from Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2538, and it also appears in Adi Leela chapter 4, verse 45. Text 85. Translation. There is a gradual order of improvement in transcendental mellows from the initial ones to the later ones. In each subsequent mellow, the qualities of the previous mellows are manifested, counting from 2, then 3, and up to the point of 5 complete qualities. Text 86. Translation. As the qualities increase, so the taste also increases in each and every mellow. Therefore, the qualities found in Shanta Rasa, Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, and Vatsalya Rasa are all manifested in conjugal love, Madhurya Rasa. Text 87. Translation. The qualities in the material elements, sky, earth, water, sky, air, fire, water, and earth increase one after another by a gradual process of 1, 2, and 3. And at the last stage, in the element earth, all 5 qualities are completely visible. Text 88. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Complete attainment of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna is made possible by love of Godhead, specifically Madhurya Ras or conjugal love. Lord Krishna is indeed captivated by this standard of love. This is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the next verse, which you'll hear about tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada's purport, to explain the topmost quality of conjugal love, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami gives the example of the material elements, sky, air, fire, water, and earth. In the sky, space, there is the quality of sound. Similarly, in the air, there are qualities of sound and touch. In fire, there are 3 qualities, sound, touch, and form. And in water, there are 4 qualities, sound, touch, form, and taste. Finally, in earth, there are all 5 qualities, sound, touch, form, taste, and also smell. Now one can see that the quality of the sky is in all, namely in air, fire, water, and earth. In earth, we can find all the qualities of material nature. The same can be applied to the rasa known as Madhurya Rasa, or conjugal love. In conjugal love, there are the qualities of neutrality, servitorship, fraternity, and parental affection, as well as those of conjugal love itself. So there's 5. The conclusion is that through conjugal love, the Lord is completely satisfied. Conjugal love, Madhurya Rasa, is also known as Sringara Rasa. It is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam that in the complete combination of loving service to the Lord, namely in conjugal love, the Supreme Lord fully agrees to be under the control of the devotee. The highest form of conjugal love is represented by Srimati Radharani. Therefore, in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we can see that Krishna is always subjugated by Srimati Radharani's influence. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksusun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadam Ayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Siguro Si Yutapada Kamalam Sigurun Vaishnavamscha Si Rupam Sagujatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Ghodangi Radhe Brinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Paripuna Krishna Prapti, E Prema Hoyite, E Premada Vasha Krishna, Kahe Bhagavate. So this theme of this verse is Krishna's coming under the control of his devotees proportionately due to the intensity of love, the different types of love, and how each successive increase of mellow, increase of taste of Krishna's taste, raso vaisa, he is taste itself. Krishna is taste itself. Rasoham apsukunteya, he's a taste in water. He's everything. Every type of sense that we can understand, Krishna's the source of that. And so for the pleasure, the actual pleasure of existence that we get from all of the material elements here in the material world, that pleasure is Krishna. That taste, the raso vaisa, this is from the Amnaya Sutra, describing that the absolute truth is taste itself. And as an individual, he is the supreme enjoyer of all taste, all tastes. So in the Vedas, there's description of all 12 mellows that exist. They are categorized into 5 relationships that are mentioned here. They're mentioned in the previous verses, from neutrality, distant appreciation of somebody, to servitude of that person, to friendship with that person, to parenthood, and then to be that person's lover. There are 2 types of love, wedded and unwedded love. So you see in Vaikuntha, Krishna is married to the goddess of fortune, and everyone there is in love of Godhead, worshipping Krishna and Lakshmi Devi. And there is a taste there, Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everyone there is worshipping him in awe and reverence. He's a Supreme Lord, fully cognizant that he is a supreme absolute truth. Then in Vrindavan, the unwedded love is there, where the intensity of mellows and pleasure increases exponentially. In Dwarka, Krishna is there in Dwarka. 16,000 goddesses are his wives, the queens of Dwarka. And they're all married. Krishna marries 16,108 wives in Dwarka. And he lives in these palaces on the shore of the ocean. And He's a supreme enjoyer. His enjoyment is unlimited. So he's proving it to the whole world by this manifestation of this opulence. Srila Prabhupada would say, who in history has married 16,108 wives? Not only did he marry them, he expanded himself to live individually in each palace with every queen. And when Narada Muni went to visit, he saw that in every palace, Krishna was performing different activities. Some palace he was practicing archery. Some palace he was playing chess. Some palace he was petting his sons. Some palaces with his queens. So unlimited. But one time when Krishna was in one of these palaces with his foremost queen, he remembered Radharani, he remembered Vrindavan, and he fainted at this memory. Because the pastimes of Vrindavan, these mellows, these tastes, they're much more intense and much more pleasurable for Krishna. Actually, this is Krishna's own abode where he is himself. And the unique feature of this place, Goloka Vrindavan, is that the residents, they don't care to know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. It's not so important. In fact, that knowledge that Krishna is God is completely overwhelmed, reduced to almost nil. Because they're simply absorbed in Krishna's madhuram, sweetness, madhuram, medhuram. He's very sweet, so sweet. So this verse, this purport ends with this sentence that in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we can see that Krishna is always subjugated by Srimati Radharani's influence. I've looked up subjugate in Her Majesty's dictionary. And it means to bring under domination or control, especially by conquest. To make something or something, someone or something subordinate. Very good. So this subordination is the essence of spiritual life, that we come here just like you've subordinated yourself to the class to hear the glories of Krishna. And we subordinate ourselves to the guru, and we bow down to the deity of Krishna, and we chant Hare Krishna in humility and subordination. So Krishna, he reveals his mind in the fourth chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. One should understand that this literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, is 5,000 years old, and it's considered the essence of all Vedic knowledge, and it was written after the author of the Vedas, Vyasadeva, finished all his work. He'd written everything, but he wasn't satisfied. His guru told him, you write Krishna's pastimes completely, directly, explicitly. And he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's Leela is there. One whole third of the whole book is all about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita is written around 500 years ago. It's the highest literature in the universe. As Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest literature in the universe, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is even more wonderful. So we are actually seeing the secrets of what is in the heart of God in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in the fourth chapter, you'll find God is saying, actually, I prefer the chastisements of my girlfriends in Vrindavan than the hymns of the Vedas chanted by pure Brahmins in awe and reverence. So he prefers to be in the dust of Braj with the cows and his friends and going off to meet his girlfriends and enjoy so many pastimes in the pleasure groves of Vrindavan, which are full with parrots and rivers and lakes and breezes from the lotus flowers. And Krishna is very fond of playing his flute. And the whole idea is that love is the greatest thing. I mean, it's a, what's that word when you say something too much? It's a cliche, yeah. So, but actually that's a fact. And love is one thing that can always increase. It has no limit. So that limitless expansion of this loving feeling is found in the spiritual world. Every day, that ever fresh Navayovanam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. He's the oldest person. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Ajam Purana Purusam Navayovanam Cha. He's the oldest person, of course. He's the root of all existence. He is eternally manifest. And he's manifesting as a fresh youth. What is the supreme form of God? Evam param rupam. Shamam evam param rupam. Kishoram. I've forgotten it. I'm going to remember it now. Puri madhu puri vara. Adyeva ka kishore kam jayam. Adyeva raso para. So, I missed a bit. So the supreme form of Godhead is Krishna, and he's only 15 years and 10 months, right? He's adolescent. This is the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Full of sweet youth, fresh youth. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada calls it pre-youth. Just on the cusp of youth. From 16 to 40, that's youth. After 40, that's youth is over. So Krishna is just at the cusp, pre-youth, just before 16. So he's full of wonderful charm and youthful enthusiasm. And he's very sweet. And he wants to be controlled by this love. He relishes to be controlled by this love of his devotees. So his mother controls him. He's unlimited, but he becomes limited. His mother binds him with a rope and ties him to a grinding mortar because of her love. He allows himself to be subjugated by his mother's love. And his friends, they say, "Sit down, Krishna, we're going to dress you." And they collect ingredients from the forest, some minerals and flowers and so many things. And they make garlands and they dress Krishna. And he sits there and enjoys. And they say, "Krishna, you dance for me." And they dance. Krishna dances for his friends. He pleases all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the trees, the birds, the creatures. And the whole atmosphere of Vrindavan is saturated with this sweet atmosphere, this sweet ecstasy of love of Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give it to us. And how to get it is, I'm just going to go to a side. If you want to get this, you want to go to Vrindavan, you have to follow the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his order is that everyone in the universe accept this Krishna consciousness movement. So you have to take up this order. Srila Prabhupada gave the same order. You have to preach. Today is Platinum Jubilee weekend, whatever. There'll be hundreds and thousands of people wandering around the city of London. So don't stay at the manor today. Go to London, do Harinam, do book distribution. Anyway, that's the site. Sorry. So in all of these relationships where Krishna becomes subjugated, enjoying the love of the residents of Vrindavan, the person who controls him the most is Srimati Radharani. We should understand in the fourth chapter, Krishna's Kaviraj is describing who Radharani is. She's non-different from Krishna. She's identical to Krishna. Devi Krishna Mai Prakta. He's asleep. So he helps me with the verses, but he's gone to sleep. Devi Krishna Mai Prakta. No. Yeah. So she is non-different from Krishna. Everything you hear about Krishna can be applied also to Radharani. Everyone is praying to the Supreme Lord. But the devotees, they're more interested in praying to Srimati Radharani, because why? Krishna is the abode of all sweetness and beauty, and from his very self, Radharani is the expansion of his Ladini Shakti, his pleasure potency, the essence of his being, and she is full of love. She's the abode of all love. She is the pinnacle of loving mood, loving sentiment, bhav, mahabhav. No one has more love for Krishna than Radharani. And what does that mean? That means she is experiencing the happiness of Krishna more than anybody else. She is experiencing what it means to love Krishna, to taste what is Krishna, more than any other being. And therefore, she's the supreme happiest person. And she's the... And happiness, when you're so happy... I remember when I joined Hare Krishna movement, I was up in the ashram, and it was Ram Navami. And we were all getting ready to come down for... We had to do the kirtan for the guests. It was a Sunday. And I was, we were all freshly showered and tilak, nice cloth. We were all there in the ashram, and I was just so happy. I just never felt so happy. And I immediately thought of all my friends that I just left a couple of years before. I think I wish they were here. Yeah? I wish they were here. So when you feel happy, you want to share it with others. Yeah? So Radharani, she is full of compassion. She wants to share that happiness with the whole universe. Not with one universe, the millions of universes. With unlimited living entities. And Krishna himself, he is the abode of all sweetness. But when he sees the sweetness of Radharani, he becomes enchanted. Punyo gandham prativyam cha. When Krishna takes off his clothes in the evening, when he's dressed by his servants, his clothes touch the earth. And the earth steals the scent of Krishna's body that have come onto the clothes. Then she spreads it all over millions of universes through the rivers and the flowers. So when you smell one flower, that's just one tiny facet of Krishna's scent. When you smell a rose or lotus flower. So Krishna's all scents come from Krishna. He's the root of everything. Janmajasya yataha. So all that scent from Krishna's own body is filling the world with punyogandham, beautiful scents. Sandalwood oil and agarwood oil and rose oil and kus and so many nice things. So all coming originally from Krishna's body. Where else did it come from? So Krishna says, I am the... All fragrance of the universe comes from me, but when the fragrance of Radharani enters my nostrils, I become intoxicated and bewildered. And there's one more. Krishna, the touch of his body is more cooling than 10 million moons. One time we went on Govardhan Parikram at midnight under the full moon. And when you walk on the sand under the full moon, it's very cold, very cool. And when you go in the shade of the tree under the full moon, it's warmer. So, you know, when we're passing under the trees, felt a little warmer. It's nice, isn't it? So in the daylight, that shade is cooler. But under the moonlight, it's warmer. So Krishna, his body is more cooling than 10 million moons. But when he touches Radharani's body, he becomes refreshed. Madana Mohan Mohini. Everyone is attracted to Krishna, but Krishna's, he's attracted to Srimati Radharani. He's obsessed with her. He's captivated by her. One time Krishna was with another gopi. He was on his way to meet Radharani, but this other gopi intoxicated him with his charms. And just at that moment, as he was becoming more bewildered, A breeze brought the fragrance of Radharani's body into his nose, and he immediately made an excuse and left. One of Radharani's names is also Krishna, with an accent on the A. So Krishna is the all-attractive person. Srimati Radharani is non-different. She's also the all-attractive person. And because of that soft-heartedness, compassion that I was mentioning, the devotees, Prabhupada says, they're more interested to approach Srimati Radharani and pray to her more than Krishna. Therefore, when you go to Vrindavan, everyone is, Jai Radhe! Follow. In the whole area, I learned this as I visited to India, the whole area, up to Delhi, Rajasthan, the whole, Radhi Radhi, that's all they say to each other. Not just Vrindavan, the whole area. All of Delhi, Vrindavan, everywhere. Radhi Radhi. There are so many devotees of Krishna in that area. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. So Krishna becomes completely captivated by Srimati Radharani, and sometimes he becomes completely bewildered. One time he saw Radharani while he was doing his cowherd duties. He started to milk a bull instead of a cow. This is how Krishna becomes bewildered. So we like to become bewildered. And we were talking about the gradation of tastes. You see, sometimes when you're with your friends, when you're 16, 17, and we're all hanging out, and it's brilliant, fantastic, there's loads of you, and then one of them gets a girlfriend. And you never see him again. So, and you're like, why do you hang out with us anymore? What's going on? So he's getting some higher taste there. This is Leela. So Krishna is like that. He is just a adolescent. And then all of this emotions of separation, just like the devotees are meant to experience and worship Krishna in the mood of separation. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Krishna seeing Radharani, how much pleasure she's getting from tasting what I mentioned before, tasting this happiness. So he wants to taste that happiness. He's like, how can I get to taste that happiness? Can sugar taste itself? Can sugar taste its own sweetness? No. No. Sugar cannot taste its own sweetness. But Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything. So bhava duty, he takes on Radharani's mood. He steals her love, and he takes her complexion. Antakata, anta Krishna, bahir gauram, dashi tangadi vai bhavam, kalo sankirtana jasma, shri Krishna Chaitanyam ashrita. I take shelter of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is externally... Sorry, he is internally Krishna. Inside he's Krishna, blackish, he's Krishna. But outside he's Gaura, he's golden. And he's taking the mood of Radharani, he's plundering the happiness that she feels. And his main way of doing this is through chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Gai Gauda Madhusure, in a sweet voice, he's walking all over India, chanting this Maha Mantra, and he's feeling so much separation from Krishna. And this separation is a type of ecstatic love that he's feeling. What was I saying? Anta Krishna Bahir Gauram. Kalo Sankirtana Jasma. And at the same time, he's spreading the Hare Krishna movement. And he's giving this type of love to all of us. And he's showing, by this mood of separation, how to progress in spiritual life. That you chant Hare Krishna with humility, with a nice mood of separation, loving separation, and you pray for mercy, and you develop this attentiveness and humility by cultivation of spiritual qualities, and mainly through this chanting Hare Krishna. So, Radharani is controlling Krishna. It is said that just out of the corner, if she just glances out of the corner of her eye, just, and that glance, Krishna sees that glance, he becomes completely paralyzed. He's a wild elephant, Krishna, regal elephant. But Radharani can completely tame him and control him. And her glories are mentioned only very discreetly in Srimad Bhagavatam. Her name is not mentioned. But we understand that in the Rasa dance, it says, how qualified is she that Krishna was with millions of beautiful goddesses of fortune dancing? And when Radharani left, he lost complete interest. She is the queen of his heart. She is the centerpiece. All the other goddesses are subservient to her. She is the ruler of Krishna's heart. And the other gopis there are just to enhance the mood of Radha and Krishna's relationship. So when she left the Rasa Leela, Krishna became unhappy and he went to look for her. This is a tantamount, or this is evidence of her exalted status as a supreme goddess of fortune. And another evidence is that one time the gopis, they went looking for Krishna. And Krishna thought, I'm going to play a trick on them. And he manifested his four-armed form as Narayan. So the gopis were coming. Oh, Lord Narayan, what are you doing here? Namaste. Hare Krishna. Have you seen Krishna? We're looking for Krishna. So Lord Narayan is. But Radharani came. When Radharani came, he couldn't keep these four arms. He had to become Krishna. This is her glory. Goloka eva nivasachi kilatma bhutam. So she is the supreme pleasure potency of the Lord, and her expansions are the other goddesses of fortune in Vrindavan, manifesting as simple gopis in the dust of Braj, herding cows in the forests. When she sings, she plays an instrument called a kachapi veena. And when she plays that kachapi veena, the flute's holes become blocked. Cannot play any note. And when she sings, the peacocks stop their kikar. The cuckoos stop chattering, stop singing. The peacocks stop their chattering. The whole of Vrindavan listens to her singing. And Krishna becomes completely captivated again and again. This is his happiness. This is Radharani's glory. By her qualities, she completely subjugates the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, our business is to serve Radha Krishna and try to aspire for their service through Lord Chaitanya and through Srimati Radharani. We get Krishna's pleasure. Srila Prabhupada said, if Krishna smiles at you once, your life is successful. And the same is there for Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Shri Radhe. Jai Radha Gokula Nanda. Jai Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.
Thanks. Nice class, Eddie. So this Mahabharata, in certain places, many places you read that, it is Srimati Radharani and the gopis that possess Mahabharata. In certain places you read that only Radharani possesses Mahabharata. Is this a different type of Mahabharata?
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it in that specific context. But, you know, I mean, we can understand that just like by association, we can take on moods that we don't possess ourselves. Sometimes we get association of advanced devotees, and it's a fantastic spiritual life, and then suddenly we're back on our own, and it's like suddenly we realize how difficult it is to be Krishna conscious. So we can imagine that when Radharani and her intimate companions are associating, that they can take on by her association, they can come up to her level of ecstatic love. We can imagine, we can say like that. So that's why it will say they have it also, and then she has it also only. So that is how we can reconcile it. When in her association, then they take on that quality. Or their level of love is increased by association with Srimati Radharani.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much for the class. Very rasika orientated. It was very beautiful. Thank you so much. I have one question. It's a fact that there's a difference between Vasudev Krishna and Rajanandana Krishna. So it's a twofold question. You mentioned the pastime how when Krishna was in Dvaraka, he started remembering the gopis from Vrindavan. So this is Vasudev Krishna, Dvarakadish. And then when they went to Kurukshetra, and then the Rajabasis came, and then when Radharani offered the kind of the prayer of the separation, she said, "You are the same Krishna, I am the same Radha. The only thing which is missing is Vrindavan." So how can we reconcile this sort of thing that Radha Krishna, they never leave Vrindavan, but yet they've been in the Kurukshetra, and they're saying, "But what is missing is the Dham." Mm. So how can we see that Vasudev Krishna, Rajanandana Krishna, Radha out of Vrindavan, Radharani inside of Vrindavan, and this mood of sort of a separation?
Yakumara. They leave and don't leave. It's Krishna, it's Radharani in Kurukshetra. And it's Krishna in Dwarka, he's Krishna. There's a difference and non-difference inconceivably. So if he's only Dwarkadish, completely separate entity from Vrindavan Krishna, then how is he going to feel separation from Vrindavan? Yeah. So he's both. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He becomes unmanifest in Vrindavan, at least to some degree. So he's there always, but he also leaves. He's also Krishna. It's not a different Krishna. In one purport, Prabhupada says these three Krishnas are different. And in another purport, Prabhupada says all these three Krishnas are the same. One shouldn't think there's a difference. This is all the inconceivable nature of Krishna's pastimes. So there's difference and non-difference. In every facet of existence, material, spiritual, this has to be applied. So they're there and not there also. They're still in Vrindavan. And they never leave because they can't. Radharani, she's seeing Krishna, but she wants to be in Vrindavan. She can't have pastimes without being in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the only place possible where they can be happy. So this separation is also a feature of ecstatic love. If we remember Vrindavan, Krishna remembers Vrindavan, he feels ecstatic separation. When Ram was crying in the forest for Sita, he was feeling ecstasy. He's enjoying this separation. It's not like our material separation. It's another facet of ecstatic love. So I think that's a fine. We don't overthink it. You know, it's impossible to understand. How is it possible? But Krishna is unlimited. And that, what is that verse in Dharmadharastakam? Unlimited pastimes. The final verse. I bow down to your unlimited pastimes. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Shri Radhe. Prabhu?
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. I was thinking in terms of if the gopis are the closest to Radha and Krishna, how is it that within our particular lineage, the majority of our acharyas are manjaris, and how to kind of understand that link?
That is another subject. They are also gopis in the general sense of the word. They are also gopis. So they are, you know, type of gopi, and they serve Radha and Krishna. Because they're a little junior, then they can serve in a special way. They're a little younger. So the love they experience has a unique category. And we were talking about sharing that love. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sharing the happiness and love of Vrindavan. And because the Manjaris are servants of the servants of the servants, then they are the best people to spread Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Jai Guru Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Manadam, Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.